What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. Do a little housekeeping really fast. I do not monetize this podcast, so you don't have to listen to a million commercials. However, there is a price, and that is to kindly share, follow, subscribe, and most definitely, absolutely leave a review. Love it or hate it, I want to know about it. Make sure you're following me on all the socials and you are signed up for emails at brandonlynette.com. If you are signed up and you're like, bitch, I haven't heard from you forever. Oh, Harold, get off. What the heck? Am I still recording? Okay. The cat jumped on my keyboard and a bunch of shit popped up. So let's hope this is still rolling. If you haven't received an email from me, it's not because, you're not subscribed anymore. It is because I have been occupado with other things, and that's okay. I'm getting some things set up so that I can get back on track and get in the groove. I'm purging, basically purging my life. I shampooed carpets. I got some storage tubs and a bunch of trash bags, and I'm just doing a lot of purging. It is that season for me. It is therapeutic, really. When you go through some serious emotional highs and lows, it does help to just gain some clarity and work on the things you can control. And that is my space. And it's a hot mess. The kitten and I have been living in the office for quite some time now, and I'm moving back upstairs, and she is no longer quarantined. She's getting a little bigger and can handle being out with the boys, with the other cats, and giving her free roam of the house. I think she is settled in just enough. So that's what's going on over here, you guys. I did a podcast yesterday, and I'm pretty excited because I got a lot of response from this, and it was especially about depression. And we're going to talk about that. I know a few things to be true, and that is that depression doesn't make sense. Okay. I've experienced it in and out of my entire lifetime. And this is even after, you know, I was making all my dreams come true, right? I have a beautiful family. I have a great relationship. I have books published. I have businesses. I'm doing things I love, and I still experience periods of depression. So what we try to do and what I have done is try to make sense of, like, It's like I was saying yesterday, we try to make sense of shit, and that's not our business. It is not our business to try to make sense of anything, because it just doesn't make sense. Depression is just depression. You can't beat yourself up. That's what I used to do. I'd be like, I don't understand why I don't feel good. I don't feel good, but I have everything going on right now. I didn't take myself through the proper steps, and I would be in denial about the way I was treating myself or the way I was experiencing, you know, just like my health journey, my mental health. It took me a long time to really understand how important it is for me to be self-aware, to be in the present moment, and to stay in a constant communication with God, so I'm not carrying all the shit around. It took a long time for me to get there, and I still have moments of being out of alignment. It's 100% that. It's not a perfect practice. And if we could ever get this right, if we could ever get life perfect, we would be done. Because what is there? We came here, we experienced it. We're not challenged anymore. We don't have to grow anymore. So what's the point? What's the point? As a creator, we're choosing a life of emotions, experiences, happiness, joy, sadness. We're choosing all of these things. And so I feel like depression it can be something that we can break down. I think it's important that if you need that talk therapy, that you go that route. If you are really, really, really feeling low, out of control, like you know your shit's off balance, and that's fine. There, people have legit chemical imbalances in their body, stuff is not aligned. I say go for modern medicine. I did experience a few years on antidepressants myself, and they did help me. It was after I had a baby, and I had all these crazy expectations, and that's part of, bringing on depression is that we have these expectations and nothing is ever going to live up to that because we're not living in a fantasy world where everything goes our way. I can't wake up and get the whole entire world, my kids, my neighbors, the people on the road, other drivers, music artists, TV show. I can't get everybody to align and behave exactly how I want, right? So we're going to meet some things in life that are going to just kind of knock us around a bit. Nothing is ever going to feel amazing. And when you have these expectations of like what you think something should be like, you're going to be disappointed every time. You've got to stop with the expectations. And that's kind of what I had when I had a baby. I had this expectation that my life would change drastically. And the only thing that happened was like I felt like the life was being sucked out of me every day. While it was the most incredible time of my life, it was also really, really hard. It was really hard. And we go through seasons in our life where we're doing shit and it's really fucking hard. It's really hard. Doesn't make sense because it's the best time of your life. But then you still have these moments. And I seriously, antidepressants did help me, but there was a point where I was just numb and I hated that. Like I wasn't feeling the love and expressive emotions that I wanted to have with everybody and everything in my life. I was literally numb. And that didn't work for me. So if you have tried it and you know that didn't work for you, microdosing. 100%. I've talked about this. I talk about it on Microdosing Monday. Re-listen to yesterday's episode. It literally helps people out of their depression slowly but surely. You just realize like thoughts are just thoughts, right? They don't become something we obsess over and we key our emotions into that. And then we let our emotions kind of become us and we become them. And then that all of a sudden just defines us. And then we get in this rut and we're stuck on the hamster wheel. Mushrooms gives you a chance to take a step back and just catch your breath. But I don't want you guys to beat yourself up if you're in a period of depression. You could have the greatest life ever and still feel terrible. Look how many celebrities that are out there, and we think that being rich and famous is like everything, right? If they have all the money, why would they be depressed? They have all these people that adore them, why would they be depressed? It's kind of like that. We're trying to make sense of something we know nothing about. We don't know the demons that other people are fighting. So I'm going to tell you it is true that you can have a beautifully abundant life and still have bouts of depression. 100%. Both things can be true. So it sucks that it's something that we struggle with, but I think that it's something that you can get through 100%. You just have to take radical responsibility and not beat yourself up. It means like some days you're not going to feel like getting out of bed, and that's okay. Some days you're going to go through a season where all you're doing is breathing. And bitch, that's enough. That is enough. One foot in front of the other. And I am the queen of self-sabotage. That's been my thing for a very long time. And I'm fighting back on that. I catch myself in these periods, and it's not like I figure it out and I never fall back. That's not what happens. It's just that I catch myself a little faster when I start slipping. I catch myself a little faster and then I correct the behavior. I correct my habits. I correct my actions. And I learned to give myself that grace. The same way, my husband and I are making some big changes. We can't do everything all at once. You make some serious life changes and you have to have a plan, some direction. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I want to talk about a few steps to create. It's the self-care to create a whole new life. Okay. Self-care is not selfish, okay? It is really just about taking that massive responsibility to discover who you really are, because that's our purpose, is to become the best person we can be, to step into your full potential. And that is a muscle that you're going to flex every single day. And some days are going to be shit, and some days are going to be amazing. And you're going to find the balance, and you're going to learn to enjoy life and have peace because you're going to live in the moment and know that it's just a moment. Okay. I'm saying give yourself 6 months, 6 months from now. I'm not in with this whole New Year bullshit. So don't be the kind of bitch that's going to be like, It's already September. I'm just going to wait and change my life in January. If that's the case, you're going to keep failing because you've been telling yourself the same shit. You're like, I'm going to start on Monday. I'm going to start that diet on Monday. I'm going to start this habit on Monday. I'm going to start working out on Monday. I'm going to, you, how many Mondays have come and gone? I love you, but get your shit together. It takes time to undo a lifetime of bad choices. Okay. But if you are committed, if you take consistent action, you will be surprised at how much you can accomplish in that 6 months. Okay. You can make a huge change in your life in just half a year. That's enough time to make good progress without being overwhelmed by some huge goal. Okay. Like, I want to be worth 50 million in 5 years. Okay. That's crazy. It's not impossible. You can do it, but it's not manageable in a way that 6 months is manageable. Okay. I mean, I've heard people say, how do you eat an elephant? It's one bite at a time. You're not going to eat a whole damn elephant at once, right? It's one bite at a time. You see the staircase, it's just one step at a time. My first piece of advice to you is set 4 goals, okay? And this is something my husband and I have loosely done where we have set goals and some of them exceed the 6 month goal, right? We know what we want to have paid off as soon as possible. We know what we need to do and where we need to go. And we know that what we really want to attain is not going to happen for 2 years. He wants to be out of his job. We have a 2-year goal for that, okay? We're setting the health goals and we're starting with mental health. So we know that we want physical health to be a huge part of our lives, okay? Because we are not disciplined, we are not dedicated, we are not consistent. I'm just being honest. There are, you know, months will go by and I'm working out and then all of a sudden I miss a day and then all of a sudden it's been like 3 months and I haven't picked up a weight, right? Where I'm just not dedicated, I'm not committed. So we've set that goal of health and we know we can't do it all at once, okay? We're making some serious shifts. So when I'm talking about health, I'm talking about mental health and physical health. That's what we are looking to achieve. And it's going to start with like getting ourselves right before we throw in huge workouts and the pressure of showing up there. Like we just need to show up for ourselves right now and that's enough, okay? The career, I want you to set up financial goals. Most of us can use money, health, career boosts. That's it. And then I want you to have one miscellaneous goal. Set a goal for your bank account balance, earnings, pay off your debts, your health. Maybe you need to lose some weight. Maybe you want to be able to bench press 250 pounds, follow a healthy diet, learn to become self-aware, whatever that is for you, your career. Maybe you want a promotion to change a business or to start a business or to change fields. I want you to set a random miscellaneous goal. Any goal, travel somewhere. Fucking learn how to play the piano, get a jump on learning a language. Maybe you want to buy a new car. Possibilities are endless. A good goal is something that you believe is possible, but would be challenging to you. And it should be something that makes you excited when you think about achieving it. Okay. I want you to measure your current situation, understand where you're starting. Okay. Radical responsibility means owning your truth. This is something that, you know, we haven't been the best at. So it does suck. It sucks to see that we make reckless decisions and then we eat shit later. We've been reckless. And instead of beating ourselves up, we are setting realistic standards for our life right now. Okay. So maybe you want to increase your savings account to $10,000. You need to know your current balance. The same goes for your weight if you're trying to lose weight. If you want to run a 5-minute mile, how fast can you run a mile right now? Create a plan based on where you are, where you want to go. What is a logical plan to get there? You have 6 months. I want you to plan accordingly. And the most important part when you're setting up a plan is to determine the habits that you need to ensure success. When you sit down to create this plan, I want you to feel the possibility, the realistic possibility of where you can be in 6 months. I want you to tap into that feeling and include gratitude and abundance for where you are right now, because you can absolutely want to change your life, but love it at the same time. And if you don't, You're definitely putting up roadblocks when it comes to your blessings. You are blocking yourself from receiving endless amounts of blessings if you cannot have gratitude for where you are. And it is true that at the same time of having gratitude, you can absolutely set goals for where you want to be. Feel that. What does it feel like? I want you to get very clear on that, because then you're going to have this conversation with yourself to determine the habits you need to ensure success. Talk to yourself. Imagine how much weight you want to lose in 6 months. And I want you to look at yourself and be like, bitch, how did you get there? Exercise and eating habits are important. If you want to have some extra money, I want you to ask yourself, bitch, where did I stop spending money? How did I start saving? What's important for your financial goals? How many resumes do you need to send out to change your career? Your habits have a tremendous impact on the results you achieve in life. Good habits yield good results. Non-negotiable. You've got to set short-term goals. It's hard to stay focused on a goal for 6 months, and it's easy to procrastinate. Set short-term goals that lead to your long-term goals, okay? 60 days is about right for short-term. So set 60-day and 120-day goals for each of your 6-month goals. And the best part of this is that you are going to stop and you are going to look back at everything you're doing right now. You're going to check out your goals. You're going to look at the habits you need. You're going to take it all in. You're going to catch your breath. And you're going to tell yourself how easy this is going to be to attain, how easy everything is going to work out for you, because you are going to be thankful for what is coming into your life. You're going to be thankful for the opportunity to have this new chance. You are going to shift the energy. You are going to tune into that radio station that feels really, really good for your 6-month goals. And then, bitch, you're going to take action. Even with the best plans in the world, nothing happens until you actually take the action that changes the habits. I want you to keep that journal. I want you to record your feelings, your plans, your ideas, your results, your observations. You're going to get a kick out of looking back on your journal someday. It'll be hilarious, like, to remember where you were and what you were thinking. I want you to measure your progress. This is something a lot of people fail to do. Regularly measure your progress. It's important to know how you're doing so you can make the adjustments. How are you going to know if your diet and exercise plans are working if you never get on the scale? Be flexible in your approach. This is called grace. Give yourself some grace. You're not going to create the perfect plan right out of the gate. There's a lot of fine tuning along the way. So stick to your goals, but be willing to change how you accomplish them. That's what people use as an excuse to stop, okay? Because it didn't work out the way they wanted. And so they think that was the end of the world and everything's shit and it's not going to work out. That's not true. Keep fucking going. It may not look how you want it to. And that's life, because you're in the arena, bitch. You're going to get your ass kicked. You make plans. God laughs. That's the law of the universe. That's it. It's not going to go exactly how you want it to go. So be willing to adjust yourself accordingly. Give yourself the grace of anything that's coming up. Always. And finish. Giving up is the only way we fail in life. Quitting. You've got to keep going even when you feel like quitting. And what happens? What happens if in that span of 6 months, you had, 4 really rough weeks, but you never quit? You're still doing a lot better in 6 months than you are today, right? Right. What can you accomplish in 6 months? Write it down. That's your journal prompt. That's your homework tonight. Write down what you think you can accomplish in 6 months, because you could do a lot. You can probably accomplish more in the next 6 months than you have in the last 5 years. And I'm telling you, that's the truth. And I dare you to prove me wrong. It is easy to fall into a routine that does little more than maintain your life. You can do so much better. You've just been maintaining. How many days have you said, oh, we're just doing the same old thing, just doing the things? There's so much more beyond that. And when you start showing up for yourself, when you start changing your habits, when you start becoming absolutely self-aware and you start taking that massive responsibility and you start really putting thought into nurturing who you are and who you can be and the habits that are going to get you to that, everything changes. There is more. Set a few goals and work hard for 6 months. I promise that you're going to be happy with what happens next. Otherwise, if you just keep doing what you did today, where are you going to be in 6 months? Ask yourself that. And maybe if this doesn't sound enticing to you, you can tell yourself how great it's going to feel to be in the exact same spot you are in 6 months. Are you happy with that? I don't think you would be. So if you're feeling a little bit of distress, if you're feeling a little bit of anxiety, if you're feeling a little bit of depression, change something in your life. Have the conversation with yourself to get to the bottom of what really needs to change for you to be happy. What do you need to do? What does your perfect day look like? All of this stuff matters. It matters. Bitches, I love you. I appreciate you tuning in, and I will see you tomorrow.